Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. It's 836, 34 degrees in the Berg. Last night, I'm flipping around the network news. Every single network had a reporter correspondent live in Wisconsin. Today's election day there. It's a state Supreme Court race. Any other time, people would think, well, who the hell cares? Well, this is big. The whole country is watching this. And Wisconsin, this is the first election day since Trump was inaugurated, since Trump won. All right, Elon Musk was in Green Bay last night. He gave $1 million away to a young Republican guy, young kid there. So what is this big deal? What do we need to look for? Charles Benson with WTMJ-TV. He's an anchorman there, but he's also the best political reporter in the country. You've probably seen him on Meet the Press. Charles and I worked together in Green Bay and in Milwaukee for many, many years. He's a dear friend. Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the networks had all their big reporters.
Everybody.
KDKA, Mike Bartley has Charles Benson.
Hey, you're number one to me. I don't care about those network idiots. They don't know half of what you know, believe me. Charles, why? Okay, and not to mention, honestly, Charles, this was the second story behind the Midwest storms, like and all night long on cable news. Why is the state Supreme Court race such a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal in Wisconsin for several reasons. We elect our justices for 10-year terms. And right now, the balance of the state Supreme Court leans liberal. This is a nonpartisan election, but each side has their player, and each team is very involved.
And now, you're looking at issues like abortion, election law, all that type stuff.
Well, this is what a state Supreme Court does.
Yeah.
And for the last 10 years, 2 years ago, the court moved from conservative, after being conservative for about 10 to 15 years, to liberal. So now a liberal member of the court is retiring, and it leaves this open seat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this. According to WisPolitics, which is an online political service, there's a guy there who's been tracking the money. More than $100 million has been spent on that race.
For a Supreme Court race, state Supreme Court.
Supreme Court race, which is not only the most expensive in state politics, it's the most expensive in American politics, U.S. history. No one, no state. Do you elect your state Supreme Court justices
Yes, we do in Pennsylvania, but we've never spent that kind of money. And Pennsylvania is a way bigger state than Wisconsin.
Exactly. So why? Who's here? Well, you mentioned Elon Musk. He was in Green Bay on Sunday night. Other billionaires have also entered this race. George Soros helping out on the Democratic side, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. So the billionaires got involved in this race as well because they see the issues that could go before the state Supreme Court on things like, you know this, we are the birthplace of school choice.
Yeah.
So school choice has been part of the landscape of Wisconsin. There is thought that the if there's a liberal-leaning court, that Democrats will bring issues around congressional redistricting. We're a 50-50 state, but we have six out of our eight congressional members who are Republicans. Democrats think it should be more 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So these issues potentially could go before the courts. So that's why we're seeing a lot of outside influence on what could happen here in Wisconsin. But Michael, it's just extraordinary to see this many, this much money, because 2 years ago, we broke the record. We shattered the record for how expensive a state Supreme Court race is.
And now this is more expensive.
And now this is now almost double what we saw. And as a result, this has become the biggest story in politics, as you set up, because it is the first big election post Donald Trump's win.
Well, that's my thing. State. That's my thing, Charles. I'm going to throw a little pepper here, some deadly pepper here. Now, other than the issues facing Wisconsin, don't you believe, and you've been around politics longer than I have, and you are intricately a very respected political reporter, don't tell me that nationally the people are not seeing this as sort of a, I don't know if bellwether's the right word, but sort of a referendum on Donald Trump in terms of Republicans versus Democrats in Wisconsin.
Well, it has that factor in this race as well. Yes, President Trump has thrown his endorsement behind the conservative candidate. But you know what? So has former President Barack Obama. He's been out there talking about the liberal candidate as well. So you have both sides equally invested in this. But because the current president is Donald Trump, he's been involved. And his number two guy, Elon Musk, has put in a lot of money. And so you have this very high profile race because of these big names that have entered into this contest.
And you know how the national politicos will spin this. If the Democrats are in there and say, oh, this is a referendum on Donald Trump, this is big, this is as we look forward to the midterms, yada, 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 the Democrats look like they have momentum now.
I don't know how you can say that, because we've always been a 50-50 state. Look, yeah, we were decided by less than 1%. So
how tight is this going to be?
The indication is that it's tight, only because that's what we see in Wisconsin. We have close elections.
Every race in Wisconsin is like 50-48 or something. It's 52, something like that.
Right. But the last state Supreme Court race was not. The liberal-leaning candidate won by almost double digits. So this time around, though, the conservative candidate has put up a bigger fight, and that's why. But Michael, if you were to watch the campaign ads,
mm-hmm,
when they're talking about crime and they're talking about all these different issues, you think this was a race for the attorney general and not a state Supreme Court candidate or justice.
Well,
it really has turned into a battle over their records as judges.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I think but from what I understand, from what I read, some of what's being said sort of transcends Supreme Court politics into Democrats versus Republicans, Trump versus whatever.
Right. It's become the battle of the billionaires. It's become about, Donald Trump, the president. It's become about Elon Musk and Doge. It's become about a lot of other things, which then goes back to the question of, we think that once they get elected, they put on the black robes. But too often now, people are seeing it. Are they a red robe or a blue robe?
Yeah.
Because we measure everything now through a political lens.
And we are so divided. Charles, very quickly, Wisconsin is a fast reporting state in terms of results. We'll know by probably 10 o'clock Pittsburgh time, I'm thinking, 9 o'clock Wisconsin time, or is
I'm
that too
thinking
early?
Not.
No?
I'm thinking
because
not.
This
no,
is
no.
too tight.
Well, tight, and also, so our polls will close at 8 o'clock, which is 9 o'clock your time.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Take time. But we also have in-person, we have early voting, and so right now we've seen a huge number of people vote early for an April election. So they have to count those ballots. They can't count them until today, and it takes longer to count absentee ballots. So maybe midnight?
Wow. Okay. Maybe. An April election, the percentage of turnout
isn't as much. Right?
Rarely is impressive, but what do you predict for turnout for this? So
that's been the hard thing to predict. We
okay.
saw 3.4 million people vote in Wisconsin during the presidential election last
yeah.
November. We're not going to see those kinds of numbers.
No, no.
2 years ago, for an April election, we saw 1.8 million. But here, keep this number in mind. I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you. We've seen twice as many people vote early this time.
Oh, wow.
Compared to the 2 years ago.
Well, there you go.
So people are now saying, okay, you know, but early voting doesn't mean more voting. It just indicates it looks like more voters this time around.
Oh, boy, we'll be watching. Charles Benson, my man, I know you have a million things to do. Good luck with your reporting today.
Yep, thanks.
Great to have you, Charles, always. All right, we'll keep an eye on Wisconsin, have more on that later in the day and as we go on. Okay.